Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Sunday afternoon football. We've got some semblance of normality back into the box.
No, we haven't. No. It's going to be one of those days. I can smell it already.
Footy Spotlight for XCarel Geelong. XCarel Group Geelong for an outstanding motoring experience. Tom King, Jason Doherty, Matt Kershaw bringing you all the action. Our beloved Jane Birch would be boundary side normally for Leopold Sporties, but Birchie's St. John of God injury update. Hospital injury update. Out. Migraine.
Now, I want to see a doctor's certificate, please, Birchie. I'm just a little bit worried about this. Now, she was very nice last week. The weather was beautiful. She went down the slide.
Oh, yes.
Today, maybe another Sunday game. Maybe she got a bit of
the ice. Yeah.
The ice, maybe. So we'll see. We'll have a doctor's certificate during the week. Thank you very much, Birchie. I know she'll be listening.
For Inspirations Paint, time to go inside the Newtown and Chilwell camp. We've been lucky enough to be joined for the second time this year as we come to watch the Towners for the second time, although they look a little bit different today than what we've been used to in recent times. Their president, Aaron Keating, joining us on K-Rock Footy. Hey, Aaron, how are you, mate?
G'day, Kingy. Pretty good. Bit cold and wet, but otherwise, okay.
All right. Now, if you were just a casual footy fan and you're going, oh, there's a game of footy going on at Drew Oval, you'd pull in. And if you knew a little bit about local footy, go, oh, Joey's playing. Oh, are they playing Lara today? Explain why you are in the navy blue and white hoops.
Yeah, a little bit confusing for those who perhaps haven't read the papers during the week. But, yeah, just a nod to the rich history of the club. Obviously, a merger between Newtown Football Club and Chilwell Football Club way back in 1934. We adopted the colours red and black, the Essendon colours of Chilwell. So today we thought we'd do a nod to the Newtown side and put the blue and white hoops on.
So this is obviously ideal for Joey's. When Joey's are the home team, they'll come and wear their red jumper when you're the home team at Elderslie. But will we see this jumper broken out against the likes of Grovedale, St Albans, Colac?
Yeah, absolutely. We think we will, and especially on days like this where it all merges into one, it's probably good for both sides. So we'll probably roll out against Colac and then probably St Albans later in the year away.
Yep. Whose idea?
Probably there's a few, but Tom Harrod had a fair bit to do with. And then we're keen to celebrate the history. It's been a big year. We had the Hall of Fame and really honouring the people and the club's history. So it just made sense.
Why the hell did you pick Essendon over Geelong? What's the history of that? How did it turn yourself on if you want to talk?
No, it's an interesting point, though. Yeah. Who in 1934 says, no, let's just go with...
Was it a discussion with the footy club, maybe? Like, in terms of Geelong, or...?
He wasn't around, by the way.
Yeah, not too many were, so...
Born just after. Only Jackie McLean, I think.
Yeah. Jackie and maybe Kenny Thompson. But we're not really sure. And obviously, the Newtown is the first name in the Newtown Chilwell name at the moment. So maybe it was a flip of the coin and one was named first and the other one got the jumper. So, a lot of confusion for a lot of people today, though.
Fat Owen, though. He'll
be in a timekeeper's box. We'll ask him a bit later.
Fano. He's timekeeping.
He's our timekeeper, yep.
Really?
Didn't know that.
Good.
Fano's the timekeeper.
He's a good man, Fano.
So we obviously have to then throw in the blue and white hoop socks as well, because we probably needed to do that.
Yeah, we just took it a little bit further, and it's been really good. The boys have really bought into it. We had Dean Harris and Tom Harriet talk to the side on Thursday night, and a bit about the history and sort of that Bloods culture, and so it was really good. So there's a lot of buy-in. We obviously had on the under-18s and out here the reserves at the moment. So yeah, it's been really received really well.
Lara, did you talk to them about it?
We did. Yep. Chris and the team out there, they just ran it past their sort of committee and their past players group. And, they're more than happy for us to do that. So, we appreciate them. And obviously AFL Barn were fine with it to tick off. And I think we all the clubs like to give a nod to the heritage.
It makes sense when you play teams that have got black, like St Joey's and the Grovedales of the world, to be able to have a clash strip that is totally different.
Yeah.
You can actually, sometimes you can turn it inside out, or, you add a colour or subtract a colour. It's still not that much different to what you might have been wearing, but this is totally brand new.
Yeah, it's total contrast. Yeah. And the Joeys had put a few emails out not knowing what we were doing, and I had a chat to Sue earlier in the week to say this is what we're doing. So they were pretty happy. It saves them putting their away strip on at home. So, all good. How often we use it in the future years, years, there's another clash strip in the works as well. So we'll see what we'll do with that.
I have seen a prototype for a white jumper with a black and red sash. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we sort of just took it to the current leadership group, and then a couple of the stalwarts like Craig Morrissey and a few of the other guys, and that sort of got the tick off. So we might look to do that fairly soon as well, and then use this heritage one on special milestone games or something like that.
For Inspirations Paint, what's your next project? 138 Talkie Road in Grovedale, speaking with Newtown and Chewell President Aaron Keating. He's Matty Kershaw on KROQFootball.live.
Aaron, you talk about the steep history of it. It's really important for footy clubs to delve back into the history of clubs so that the new generation or the younger generation know what you're all about. They know your history. They know your former players. They know when they won flags. All
well,
that
can
sort
I
of thing.
Say, my kids played at Newtown for 10 years. Yeah. I had no idea until I read it during the week. About Newtown and Chewell.
Right.
I had no idea. It was never really discussed. I just thought they were Newtown and Chewell and they were black and red forever.
So it creates
amazing.
It creates discussion.
Absolutely.
About the history of your club. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we're really big on it. And obviously there's a new committee. Steve likes all this type of stuff too, a nod to the history. So when we talked about it and put it to the leadership group, yeah, the buy-in was unbelievable. But then you get some, you know, legends of the club talking about different things they've done across the years and, you know, talking about bearing, you know, jumpers on the oval once we had a big win and all that type of stuff. And, you know, Mark West's name came up this week and that history of the club. Yeah. So, and the passion of a lot of those people at the club and everyone at the club's really good. So this has been really big, even though it's totally different. You look out there and go, it's blue and white, what the hell's going on? Once they know it's Newtown Football Club, you know, 1874, you know, one of the oldest clubs. So yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Has there been any negativity at all about it, or like is there always those older heads that go, oh, why are we changing, or what are we doing this?
No, not at all. It's probably got more legs than say the clash strip that we talked about with the red and blacks sash, saying, well, why don't we keep this? Obviously, we can't use it everywhere with Lara and that, but no negativity from within our walls.
But even against a Leopold at Leopold, they're in their all green. If you guys are in this with the white shorts as well, that's just a nice contrast. It's a bit like what the AFL go for. People whinge about Geelong being in the navy, the white shorts at home. But it's all about contrasting with the opposition and making it easier for the viewer and for us as radio broadcasters as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what some of the supporters says. Oh, against Joey's will be perfect. We might actually hit the right target. So,
yeah, that's right. Absolutely. That's
the...
right. Exactly.
Well, you used to say you wear the different coloured socks when you're in a pack.
Yeah, that's
to know
right.
Who you're handballing to, but
won't worry today.
That's right, exactly.
It's good. It's really good.
We last spoke 9 weeks ago up at Elderslie Reserve on a cracking day to start the season. You lost by the best part of 40 points. Since then, though, it's been pretty good. You've gone 5-1. Are you exceeding expectations in your eyes that what you thought this young group might be able to do under a new coach?
Look, I think we're really happy with how we're travelling. There wasn't huge expectations put on us, but if we even look at the second half of that game back at round zero, where we thought we sort of pulled it together after the second quarter, we've continued on. So the growth and the development and the enthusiasm, you know, we're absolutely ecstatic about it. So I know all the coaching group, led by Steve, is really happy the way we're progressing. Again, there's no expectation. So, yeah, we're happy with the way we're travelling.
Yep. And the coach is getting rave reviews. Obviously, you know, it's hard to move on from a coach, and Damien had done so much good work over 8 years, and you bring in, obviously, a shiny new toy, but everything's gone to plan with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with anything, a little bit of change never hurts. You know, we took a while to get going. Obviously, Steve coming and moving back to Geelong was fairly late. It wasn't to January. So once he put some time in and the boys got to know him, and probably more so the veterans of our group, once they got to know Steve and his philosophies and his way about it, it's been really good. And, yeah, Steve, you know, ultimate professional when it comes to the coaching and everything. So he's been great.
Three-quarter time in the Reserve Grade Clash in Newtown, in control, 4-6-30, leading St Joey's 3 behinds. Aaron, we appreciate you taking the time to take us into the background behind the hoop jumper. It looks absolutely fantastic. We as broadcasters appreciate it. It'll make it a lot easier identifying plays, especially on a wet, muddy day here at Drew Oval. I rang Sue Cormack earlier and I said to Sue, you could
you could maybe postpone this and play it in the bye round in round 15 when you move the game forward. And she said, don't know whether the opposition will that'll wash with them, but it was a nice idea when it was pelting rain about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. The oval's got puddles everywhere, so a different style of game to round zero, that's for sure.
Been first and kick with the tide.
That's it.
Good to see you, Aaron. Really appreciate you joining us on KRL Footy.
Excellent. Thanks, gents.
For Inspirations Paint, Aaron Keating, the president of Newtown and Chilwell Football Netball Club.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.